You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Hello, hello, it's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. And yes, as the title suggests, I am having a baby. It's so weird recording this because I haven't made any real announcement yet. I've just told my close family and friends. That being said, I am pretty far along. I'm at 25 weeks. As I look down, I see a sizable bump. It looks like I have a basketball smuggled underneath my dress. And I've wanted to tell you guys for so long, but I didn't really have to tell anyone because when the world was opened and we weren't all sheltering in place, I wasn't showing at all. So I didn't have to tell anyone at work. I've only really developed my bump in quarantine. And all of my content is really from the waist up. So if I'm doing a podcast interview and I'm doing video, it's from the waist up. If I'm recording stuff for Naked Beauty Planet, it's, you know, hair, skin, nails, not a lot of full body action. And at work, all of my work meetings are video, but again, waist up. So no one has really known. And I really wanted to get my 20-week scan done. That's where they check all of the anatomy. It's a very long scan. I was probably there for an hour. And it's where they basically make sure that everything's okay, that everything's developing normally. And it was a little bit scary because we had some abnormalities on the scan when it came to the brain. And they said it could be nothing, but it could be something. And they suggested that I do amniocentesis, which is becoming, I think, pretty common. I think a lot of pregnant women just elect to do it, even if there's nothing wrong. But it basically involves a really, really, really long needle that pierces through your stomach, goes into the amniotic fluid, and you basically take that amniotic fluid and do a bunch of genetic tests. But the great news is we got all of the tests back and everything came back normal. So this week was really the first week that we could kind of take a deep breath and know that everything was okay with our baby. And what better time to share the news with all of you? Pregnancy changes so much about you physically. The first trimester, I was so tired all of the time. I was taking naps in massage chairs at the office. I could not keep my eyes open like past 4 p.m. And of course, what I used to do, my daily cold brew habit, took a massive hit. So my good friend caffeine could only be used sparingly now that I was pregnant. And I really struggled just to like stay awake through the day. I will say that my skin has been thriving. I think the pregnancy glow rumor is true. I've not had a single breakout since I have been pregnant. And it's so interesting. As soon as you get pregnant, you start going on all of these message boards and different apps, and there's like so much attention and energy put to stretch marks, how to prevent stretch marks, what oils will prevent stretch marks. I haven't had any stretch marks yet. I don't know if they're coming or if they'll even develop, but I also just don't really care. There's a lot more going on, like growing an entire human being inside of you. So I'm not overly concerned with having some marks that show the experience. So now I'm well into my second trimester and I just eat a lot more than I normally do. I haven't had any nausea at any stage of my pregnancy, which I'm so grateful for. And eating more is also more of like a personal indulgence. I do feel physically hungrier, but the myth of eating for two has pretty much been debunked. I think you only need about like 400 more calories per day when you're pregnant, but I don't know. I'm just eating way more than I ever have. I'm trying to think about what I had for breakfast today. I had 2 pancakes with cottage cheese, sliced apples, mango, and sausage. And then I had a really big lunch, and I'm going to have a big dinner tonight and dessert. Like, I'm eating a lot. I'm not eating unhealthily, but definitely more than I've eaten before. And the experience so far has been really amazing for me. I've been surrounded by family. I feel like I have a really good support system. And although sometimes I'm out of breath and winded from walking upstairs, it really physically has been a positive experience. Okay, listeners, let's get Umut on the podcast. Let's get my baby daddy in here. Babe, come. We have to move closer to the mic. Okay. Babe, I've been rambling to the audience about being pregnant.
Hello, hello. This okay. is Brooke's husband.
Baby, always this intro. Just be normal.
Okay, but like you always get ready, prepped. I want to be prepped.
Okay. You don't have to be prepped. Okay, I'm keeping all of this in, by the way.
Okay, all right.
So I actually haven't really even, I haven't shared the gender. Should we share the gender?
Can I first say hello to your audience?
Yeah, say hello.
Hi, guys. I know you. You perhaps heard of me. Brooke always talks about you guys as one of her closest friends. So we thought this might be a good idea to share the news with you guys with this podcast.
Yes.
So we are very excited to welcome a baby boy.
Yes, a boy. And everyone, literally everyone thought it was going to be a girl, right?
Everyone guessed it would be a girl because Brooke is such a girly girl.
I'm not even that much of a girly girl.
I mean, everyone said it would be a girl.
Literally everyone thought it was going to be a girl.
Exactly, exactly. And I think Brooke was expecting and hoping it
no,
babe, to be a girl as well.
Eventually
she's coming to the terms that it's going to be a Star Wars household.
Oh, God.
There's not going to be much hair care.
There will still be hair care and skin care.
Okay. Okay.
Just probably not at the level that, you know, it'd be. But okay, let's rewind.
Rewind, yes.
So we weren't even trying.
Yes. Basically,
we don't have to get too deep into the details, but it just happened.
I am a little older than Brooke, as you guys might know. When we first get married, I told Brooke that, like, for the first time in my life, that I feel that I'm so much in love that I actually would love to make a baby with you. But as I mentioned, I'm a little older than she is. So, and she was young when we got married.
Babe, I was like 24.
So I told
literally
her, when you're ready, give me the memo. I will detox a little and then we can start trying.
Baby, when you say detox, it makes it sound like you're like a drug addict.
I mean, no, I mean, like, you know, get a little healthy, work out, drink less.
Yeah. So we got married at 25 and we said, okay, 5 years until we're going to just be married and enjoy life for 5 years. And then we'll start to try having a baby. So 2020 was
we said vision 2020.
Yeah.
And I get the memo right around December.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I think I'm ready. We can start trying in New Year's.
Exactly. I was like, we're going to start trying January 2020. I'm just going to go off of birth control. So I went off of birth control. I was on the NuvaRing. And I think I read, and also I think doctors confirmed this, that sometimes your body has to adjust to not being on birth control. And it could take like up to 3 months. But pretty much, if our calculations are correct, as soon as I went off of birth control.
Probably first or second time we had sex.
Okay, I wasn't even going to go there. But yes, I think it just happened. I was pregnant and we just weren't expecting it. So part of my guilt, well, first let's talk about when we found out that I was pregnant.
Well, let's go one step back. It's made in Japan.
Yes, this baby was made in Japan, a very special place for us.
Exactly.
Such a special vacation. Definitely not a vacation you could do with a child.
And that's one of the reasons we did like a over the top, long, very complex travel, because we all both wanted to go see Japan. And I thought to myself, okay, after the baby, it might not be this easy. How many times we change vehicles?
Oh my God. It was like a different train, different hotel,
different car,
different city. It was a lot.
Different train. Like,
but there was also a lot of raw fish being consumed, a lot of sake being consumed, a lot of like not pregnancy safe things. So I
can't wait to go back.
Yes, it's going to be a while. But maybe it's naive of me. Women listening, if you're trying to have a child, I guess you should kind of operate in a way where like you could be pregnant at any time. But we came back from Japan in January, and I can remember feeling like cramps, which I think now that cramping I know is like there's a word for it. Oh my gosh, hold on. I have to look up what the word is.
It's called cramping.
No, there's a word for it.
Yeah, it's cramping.
That's a word for it.
I'm sure cramping will do the justice. Guys, you understand. She was cramping, right?
No, uterine wall.
Some sophisticated name. Get ready.
Implantation.
Oh.
Implantation, it's called. It's when the egg attaches to the uterine wall. And that's basically like it's happening.
When we become one, I guess, right?
Yes, exactly. So I was experiencing cramping and I was like bloated. So I was like, oh, here come the telltale signs. Like my period's about to start. And my period was like a week late. And I was like, well, we've been in Japan and we've been on all these like weird time zones. Like it's just whatever. I remember I had my Into the Gloss shoot that week. And I was like, maybe I'm just like nervous. There's like a lot going on. And then right before we flew to LA for the iHeart Podcast Awards, remember? Found out, and I was like, shit. I'm not
exactly.
Gonna drink.
And footnote here, obviously, my detox in Japan was a failure, and I was getting ready. Okay, it's January, dry January. I can do it. Yeah. I will get off alcohol.
We basically thought we would start trying to have kids in January. Like there wasn't like this thought that like it happened in Japan. So I took a pregnancy test, and the pregnancy test said I was not pregnant. So I was like, okay, that's a pregnancy test. It says I'm not pregnant. So I carried on that week we were back and I drank alcohol, which I felt so bad about. And I just like lived my life as if I wasn't pregnant. I remember I was just, yeah, I didn't know what was going on. Another week passed and I still didn't have my period. And I said, okay, I think we should do another pregnancy test. Remember, we went out to CVS and we bought the First Response, the little digital one, the one that makes it like crystal clear. And then we saw that I was indeed pregnant. What was your first reaction?
First of all, I didn't know what to do with the test. Is that something you save? You take a picture?
I think you said save it. And I was like, throw it away.
No, you said save it. And I throw it away.
Okay.
I took a picture though. Anyway, so I guess we were ready-ish, but you're never ready for it. All my friends, everyone took a second to like conceive. So I was thinking, oh, like probably towards summer, we would basically, and I was thinking for more extended time period, it's going to be like the baby's coming 2021 or something like that. Then, okay, we have to.
It's really happening.
Yeah.
And I was shocked, but then I was very happy. I think we very quickly went to celebratory mode.
Exactly. But initially, Brooke got so like, you know, oh my God, I was drinking.
Yeah.
I'm such bad mama. Like, you know.
And like, now, guys, I know that was pregnancy hormones. This was like such an emotional cry. I like cried so much. I remember I called you during work.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I've been drinking so much alcohol. And you were like, Brooke, you had like three drinks. And I'm
for the records, I want people to understand we are not an alcoholic couple. We don't drink that much.
No, I know, but I felt guilty about even having like a few cocktails. And, you know, for that week that the pregnancy test said I wasn't pregnant. But also like every single like medical professional I talked to was like, it does not matter. Like it's fine. Like it's so early on in pregnancy. There are stories of people that don't know they're pregnant until they're at 8 weeks or even later and they drink and their babies come out perfectly happy and healthy. So It was just me being like overly emotional and feeling really guilty. So now what's it like for you seeing me with like a full-on pregnancy bump? Is it like more real?
It is getting more real by the day, seeing you wobbling around the house.
I'm not wobbling.
A little bit. more importantly, I think it is such a fascinating time and moment, like literally two becomes one. We, time to time, what is it called?
Rub
her belly. And like now, he is one with her. So it is a very special time for her. So it's hard to describe in the words, but like, you know, it's really fruit of love. And, you know.
Do you think our son will listen to this?
Oh, that's a very good point. I'm sure he will listen to it some point in time. I'm sure first time he hears it, it will not mean a lot to him. I'm sure he'll hear many times. It'll not going to mean a lot to him later on. But after a point,
yeah,
it's going to be so special. Our first impressions of him,
exactly.
Expressions of him, and sharing with some of your
listeners.
Best friends who are your audience.
Yes. And he'll know that we loved him before he even arrived. Like we already love him.
Yeah, I think we are so lucky. Like, I have friends who basically like, you know, oh yeah, like we are married. I had to do it. Like, you know, or
what?
Yeah.
Like, they said I had to do it. That's men say.
Well, I think men can be more detached from the situation. And like, I will obviously not name names, but like I have friends who have been married X number of years and just like, okay, my wife decided we have to do it now. So I have to do it. I think, look, men and women are very different. Like most men never grows up to say, oh, I like to make babies. I don't think so.
When you grew up, you didn't want to have kids?
I never thought of it. Like literally, and it's going to sound like it's going to sound cheesy, but like I literally it never crossed my mind before getting married with you. Like, and I told you, like, before even we get married, when we were dating, I first time feel this deep with someone that I feel like I can make babies. And like, you know, maybe everyone is different, but for me, the idea never crossed my mind. And I think for most men, it's an idea that's somewhere there, but you know, not necessarily, oh yeah, it's like we like to. Maybe different for different guys.
Yeah, interesting. It's probably different for everyone. I'm not someone that was like baby obsessed.
Nope, she was not.
I think as I got older, like I feel like around 29, 30, I started thinking babies were cute. I remember that was like new for me. Like I'd see babies and I'd be like, oh, like cute little babies.
I'm yet to go to that phase.
You don't think babies are cute?
I mean, like they're cute from a distance in increments of 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, our baby will be cute.
Oh, I can't wait to have it in my arms. Like that is the thing. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's something that I knew I always wanted to have kids, but I didn't have a set timeline. And I knew, of course, I wanted to have children with you. And I just feel so lucky and blessed that it happened for us and that everything is fine. Like, you know, it was scary when the scans weren't okay and we're still not at the end of the road. But
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Life is life. It's complicated. We are in the right path. We had few scares with the doctors tell you, oh, this marker is like this, that marker is like that. Mm-hmm. And you worry about worrying and we still have a long way to go. Fingers crossed. I'm sure everything will be fine.
Yes. And we should just give one last shout out. We're doing a hypnobirthing class.
It sounds better than how it sounds. It is better than how it sounds.
Yeah, it sounds very like hippy dippy, like hypnobirthing. But it's basically they teach you breathing techniques and it's this whole thing about labor and delivery. If you guys remember my episode with Julie Wilson, where I was telling her I'm like afraid of giving birth, I realized that I had all of this anxiety about labor and delivery. And this class has been so helpful because it's all about the fact that your body was basically built to do this. Like you are more than capable of delivering a baby, and it's about breathing techniques and you have everything you need to get through it. So it's been really great. But I will just to brag about my husband for a second, by far the most engaged spouse on the Zoom calls, holding it down,
Yeah, so this is a funny anecdote here. When she said the meeting, it was given I would be late or I might be missing it. So I had all these reminders, you should show up and this and that. And hypnobirthing, when you hear it, I say, okay, oh my God, I need to sit through this. Oh my God.
Yeah, each class is 2 hours long.
And then, as it happens,
okay,
Brooke was double booked.
With a work meeting. But
so I end up being in the meeting, the only guy, as the other husbands didn't show up. And all other mother candidates are just like in love with me. I'm just like, oh my God, like the wife is not there, but the husband is there. I'm just like... And I have to be honest, like when I first heard of it, oh my God, like, you know, I'll do anything for Brooke, but this is going to be very difficult. But it was way better than I thought it would be. It's like, you know, I actually make sense. And I basically thanked to our friend who hooked us up, Amandine, and said, hey, this is actually really good. Like, makes sense. Yeah, you know, woman's body is made to do this. Been doing it for hundreds of thousands of years. And you might not need to have all that medical situation. This is more with the in tune with the nature, with your, you know, body, time clock of your body versus they're inducing you to something, which is interesting. We are yet to learn more.
Yeah. We're little like naive babies. Like we don't know that much. We don't even have that many friends that have kids, but we are learning together and it's been a beautiful journey. And I just wanted to share with you guys any parting thoughts, Umut?
Well, thanks for having me. It took a pandemic for me to first time appear in your show and then a baby for the second time. I'm looking forward for the third time. I hope it's not going to be as drastic situation, but it's a very happy news and very happy to have shared with your audience.
Yes. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening, for the support of the show. And I will be back next week with an amazing interview. Like, I am so excited for this interview. Umu, you can just back me up on this. How excited have I been about Daniela Devi?
Oh my God. Like, I am excited about her. Like, I'm, you know, I actually overheard some pieces of the interview, but not her pieces, all of it. So,
yes, she is the lead makeup artist for Euphoria. So when you think about Euphoria makeup, Donnie is behind it. But she also did makeup for movies like Moonlight. Like, she's just absolutely incredible. And the beauty conversation just reached new heights. I love doing this show.
I think, like, from Euphoria and self-expression perspective, I've never seen a TV show that expresses what's happening in the mood of the character or in the show.
Exactly.
better than Euphoria. So I'm looking forward for that episode. You guys should as well.
Yeah, thanks for that promo, babe. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.